Well, every right to be fed up. I mean, I think that it was a nil-nil game, and to lose it 0-1 with just 3 minutes to go in, with such a calamitous piece of defending, I think everyone's got to be disappointed with that. The players, the coaching staff, the fans, everybody. It wasn't a great game to watch, I didn't think. Both teams cancelled each other out quite well. There were very few real threats to goal, I thought, in the game for either side, but to lose it 1-0 is a really big blow, because a 0-0 result would have been something we could have taken some positives from. But unfortunately, losing it 0-1, it reminds me of the game against Stoke where we lost in the last minute, and I felt very, very bad after that game, and I feel very, very bad after this game.
What is it about West Brom in their home form this season, Roy?
I don't know. We better keep winning away from home, I guess.
Thanks for your time, Roy.
How frustrating is it, Roy, after a great result against Manchester City, two terrific away results as well, to follow it up with this?
Well, you know, you answered the question. It's very disappointing. I thought that we would do better today, but we didn't. But even so, I thought that a 0-0 was a result we would have more than merited. I don't think that we deserve to lose the game on our performance at all. One would have congratulated Everton on their good defending throughout the game, and I would have probably congratulated our team on defending well throughout the game. But the fact that they scored a goal, and such a scrappy goal into the bargain, makes it, you know, that much harder to bear.
You did have plenty of possession in the second half as well.
We played better second half. We didn't play anywhere near as well as we can, but we did play better in the second half. Not enough, I thought, to really stamp our authority or to win the game. But again, I don't think anything that happened in the game meant that we deserved to lose it. I don't think Ben had a serious shot to save throughout the 90 minutes. But I'm certain that David Moyes will say neither did our goalkeeper.
You've got some key players out injured already in Malumbu, and Jonas Olsen missed today. An update on him, and what's the early situation with Chris Brunt?
Doesn't look very good with Chris Brunt, the way he came off the field and the fact that we couldn't identify what caused the problem. So I dare say a scan will have to decide that one for us. Olsen will be out for a bit longer. Malumbu is making strides forward. Long, of course, got through the game, but has got quite serious back problems. So at the moment, our injury situation is a fairly drastic one, and it will mean that some of the players who've been sitting on the bench for a long time now will get a chance to show what they can do.
And it's not helped by a quick turnaround of fixtures, is it?
No, but then that's the same for everybody. Everyone's got two matches in 2 days, or a lot of teams have anyway. It would have been nice if we'd have had a bit longer, but certainly for the next game we're going to be stretched to put out the type of team I would like to put out.
There were two key moments in the second half, Roy. The first, very early in the second half, Peter Odemwingie with that one probably gilt-edged chance he had. In his current form, you'd have backed him to put that away.
Yeah, he's good in those situations.